You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm trying to make changes, but it's overwhelming, and nobody else in my life is trying that hard. What can I do? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Everything's changing. It's overwhelming.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Have we got a show for you?
Yay. The advice is coming from inside the house.
Whoa.
We are going to answer a question that came to bridgeloud@gmail.com this week. Our question says, I'm trying to make changes, but it's overwhelming, and nobody else in my life is trying that hard. What can I do? And I think we definitely want to start out by saying, this is a happy question.
Sure.
At its core, we're used to dealing with, I would describe it as baked disaster.
Right.
A lot of the time, this is someone saying, you know, I am trying to move forward and do the right thing, but I need a little help on that, and we're happy to do that.
Woot.
But before we start saying we're proud of you, it's not easy to make changes. You're running into that, but we do have a lot of good advice on this. And Glenn, where would we start off?
Well, I think part of this is a time element. You know, there are problems that you're having now that are going to be very tough for you to be patient about.
Yeah.
And we often have discussions that involve long-term solutions to what are short-term problems. So it's sort of like this is a starving man. You say, well, now, first of all, if you plow this field, then you plant these seeds, and you wait till next spring, man, are you going to have all the food you want.
Have all the cabbage you can eat.
That's right.
I'm hungry now.
I'm hungry now. And there's nothing wrong with tapping into the fact that we do need a solution that starts today, and we want to help you with that.
Absolutely right, Jed. I think that's a very important point that Glenn is starting us off on. It's rude in a way for someone to give a later solution to a right now problem if it truly is such. So what would we start dealing with that right now?
Well, again, we're proud of you for the good, positive changes that you're making in your life. And we get that sense of, I just feel overwhelmed. You're not alone. Actually, I would say most people, certainly in my life it's true, most people that are making big changes, they feel overwhelmed off of that. And if it's any comfort, we can relate with well-intentioned people coming along and giving advice that does nothing in any way to help with you feeling overwhelmed today. And actually, the weird thing is sometimes it can make it worse because we haven't addressed the fact that I'm overwhelmed, and now we've added more stuff to what I'm supposed to be thinking about and doing and working on. You've made me more overwhelmed.
That's right.
This isn't a help at all. I think the thing that we want to say to you is you will get where you're going. If you are pointed in a good direction, if you're taking steps however slowly, you will get there. That's really not a question. Trajectory is one of the most powerful things in life. If you're on a good trajectory, it's going to pay off. It really is. I think the thing that we want to look at is, will we be a hollow husk of a human being when we get there? Because we don't need to be. I think we want to look at, are there things that we can do to help our emotional state today? Are there things that we can do to help today with that sense of feeling overwhelmed, with feeling frustrated, with maybe feeling a little bit burned out? And I think if we look at that, we can start to find some good solutions for the stuff that you're struggling with right now.
Absolutely right. Now, did we think of alternately titling the show Hollowed Out Husk of a Man Radio? Absolutely, because it would have fit.
Sure.
But, again, a lot of great stuff on this. We want to reiterate that you're doing the right thing. We are proud of you. There are people who have walked that path before you. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about some tips and tricks right here on The Bridge Live.
Jesus, I'm
I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't like farming or cabbage.
I have a lot of jokes about what nation you oughtn't have moved to, but I'm going to skip them just for fairness sake. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
In fairness, no one likes cabbage. It's not a popular food stuff.
That's right.
It's a food of necessity.
Yeah.
We're continuing to answer a question, non-cabbage related, though aren't they all in a way?
Yeah.
Came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm trying to make changes, but it's overwhelming, and nobody else in my life is trying that hard. What can I do? And Glenn, in that last segment, Jed closed out, I think, at a very smart point by talking about that feeling of being overwhelmed, and that is a key thing that needs to be dealt with, and it really does need to be dealt with now. You can't continue to make the changes you need to make if you are in a constant state of being overwhelmed. So we can't fix everything today, but we can start on that today, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think that change really starts with perspective as much as anything else. We have our day job is working with guys coming out of addiction, coming out of incarceration. We're helping them in a Christian ministry kind of context. But we're also dealing with you need a job, you need a place to live, all the physical parts of that as well. But it turns out that if I can sell you on a healthy perspective, that's going to allow you to succeed. It's going to allow you to make things better. But here's the cool thing is the same exact thing of getting that perspective also helps with the emotions of this thing and really starts giving you a lot more hope and a lot more peace.
That's a really great point. And Jed, I think there are some things that we find in our work that go hand in hand with that perspective. There's no such thing as just an insight that unlocks everything and now I don't mind. I'm not overwhelmed. I don't mind waiting. But perspective is an important part of things we can have to help this process along, right?
That's exactly right. One of the things that goes hand in hand with perspective is encouragement. And here's the funny thing is when you have a good sense of perspective, when you know what to look for, when you know what signs of success actually are, it's a lot easier to be encouraged. If you are growing cabbage and you know what the signs of a bumper cabbage crop are, then you're able to be encouraged about your farming venture. But where we get into a lot of trouble is when we don't know what to look to know how we're doing or if we're succeeding. It's very hard to be encouraged off of that. So that the sense of perspective and that encouragement really go hand in hand. Similarly, we need companionship. One of the worst feelings in the world is to feel like I'm the only one going through this. I'm the only one that's feeling this way. Having other people that are facing, even if it's not the same thing, but similar struggles and a similar process of growth, just that sense of companionship, man, that can help a lot. And the funny thing about all of that, whether it's perspective, encouragement, companionship, is none of those things change the bottom line concrete realities of our situation. We still need the job. We still need the place to live. But they totally change how we feel about it. And they change how we think about it. And if we change how we feel and how we think, actually, in due season, the ground level realities will change as well. But the beautiful thing is when we change that sense of perspective, when we change what we're thinking and how we're feeling, that starts to pay off right now. We can actually start feeling better. We can start seeing those benefits right now, today. And when we're feeling overwhelmed, that's when we need to see those benefits. So the question is, how do we find those things? How do we find that perspective, that encouragement, that companionship?
And that's exactly what we'll look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
Beating wrong in my chest. I'm obsessed.
Bridge Loud.
We are back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
No amount of cabbage would make me feel successful.
Sure, you wouldn't just go into some kind of haze?
I mean, more cabbage is just still not better in any way.
You've been very clear on that.
Yeah.
Also joining the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
As Biggie implied, more cabbage, more problems.
I think those are the truest words ever spoken.
Yeah.
If Biggie had been Ukrainian, exactly what it would have been. We are taking a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I'm trying to make changes, but it's overwhelming, and nobody else in my life is trying that hard. What can I do? Now, Glenn, we closed out the last segment with Jed and yourself giving us some very good signposts or some things we need in this. We're going to help this overwhelming feeling. If we're going to get where we're going. The three things we lined out are we need companionship, we need encouragement, and we need perspective. So now the question becomes from a what to a where. Where are we going to find these things?
Well, I think that you're going to need to find other people who are on your same journey. So that might be AA meeting if you're in recovery from addiction. That might be, you know, going out to lunch with other people in your GED class if you're struggling with your grades, whatever those things are. Because here's the thing. I watch a ton of YouTube videos on how to do stuff. I don't know how to do anything, but I watch YouTube, then I know how to do it.
Sure.
But here's the funny thing is people who want to make big changes often say to themselves, I know what I need to do. I need to stop smoking crack and go get a job. Well, you're right about that. You know the big stuff, but here's the funny thing. Those little YouTube videos, the good ones say, here's a little tip of what you do. Everybody does this wrong. That's why it doesn't work out. If you do this one little thing, it works way better. You need those little tips. That's the difference that can allow you to succeed.
Absolutely right. It's if you're building a car, you don't say, I know what I need to do. I need to design an internal combustion engine.
Yeah.
We're going to need to fill in some details here. And Jed, let's continue filling in the details.
Indeed. Well, look, I love what Glenn said. One of the things about the people that make those videos is they're a little bit farther on that journey than you. They've done this a little bit longer than you are. And man, is that helpful. Dude, you don't want to be the first one to do anything.
That's right.
You know, let somebody else carry that weight. So encouragement and perspective are things that almost always come from people who've gone before us. Maybe they're a little bit older. They've gone a little bit farther. They did this first. That's great. We want that. That's so valuable. Those can be, it depends on what your situation may be, but that could be a sponsor as a part of AA or NA. That could be a teacher if you're dealing with educational stuff. It could be a pastor if you're looking at things in your spiritual life or a counselor if you're looking at things in your personal life. And that's actually, if you can dig it, that's what all of those people are there for. Those are all categories of people where I have some wisdom and some experience and I just love to give it to you. I'd love for you to have it and it to save you a whole bunch of heartache and a whole bunch of time, a whole bunch of problems, a whole bunch of energy and work. You just have it. That's great. That is the most beautiful gift in the world. And if you're not sure, kind of, I know what I need to do. Yes, if you want a pastor, you can go to church. If you want a teacher, you can go to school. But if you're not sure specifically how to do that in your life, in your area, I'm struggling with this GED class, but I don't really know how to find the right person to help with that. Actually, we specialize in that. Email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We would love to help you find that person that's a little bit farther along that can help make your journey easier.
So, all right, we'll be back with a little bit more on this right here on Bridge Loud.
She's not like that, she's paper thin. about me.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Does anyone actually like cabbage? That's my first question. My second question is, should these people be anywhere near us and allowed to walk free?
we're moving off the rock format into a little more hot talk radio, but cabbage conspiracy.
That's right. That's right.
Also joining us, producing the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
People in their pro-cabbage agenda out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Cabbage weirdos in the pocket of big cabbage.
Yeah. Or big cabbage in their pocket. It works either way.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm trying to make changes, but it's overwhelming, and nobody else in my life is trying that hard. What can I do? That's a tough situation. Mm. It's unpleasant. Much like cabbage.
Yes.
But much like cabbage, it can be helped with the addition of something. A little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn has mentioned earlier in the show, this is a massive amount of what we do in our day job, working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, coming out of gang life. Is people who are, they were used to be around people who were all doing the wrong thing, and they felt very comfortable. And now they're trying to do the right thing, and it's a little unfamiliar. So what do you tell them?
Well, I think if you're, you know, as we mentioned before, our thing is doing a Christian ministry to people who are coming out of addiction, out of incarceration, off the streets and so forth. And there's a phrase that we often share with them. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, this is going to be a cool idea and concept that we'd like to share with you. It's the idea of being transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's that idea that God comes in and he changes our lives by changing our minds, the way we think, the way we see ourselves, the way we see others. And that transformation allows us to live a different and better life and make these kind of changes and fuel the kind of changes you want to make.
Absolutely. Do you have anything you'd add to that?
I would. One of the things that we'd encourage you to begin thinking about, and if we may be so bold, we'd encourage you to consider begin praying about, is when I get to these moments of discouragement, is there a thought that's going on in my brain that's a big part of this? Is there a way that I'm looking at myself, maybe a way that I'm looking at my place in the world that's leading me to be discouraged? I'll give you an example. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people have been told in their lives, you're never going to amount to anything. That's just, you know, don't even bother. And so when the going gets tough, do I hear that voice in my head? Do I hear that repeated idea of, you're never going to amount to anything? So I start saying, well, why should I work so hard if it's never going to go anywhere, if it's never going to amount to anything? The reason that matters is if we can start to find those things that we're inclined to think when the going gets tough, they're often kind of lies that we believe about ourselves, then we can choose, particularly if we ask God for his strength, we can begin to think differently. And that's exactly a part of how that process of the renewing of your mind works, that we can replace bad thoughts that aren't true and don't yield good outcomes for new thoughts that are grounded in truth truth, grounded in reality, grounded in who God says we are, that lead to good and better places in our lives.
Absolutely right. We will be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Any of you